Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Give me a clean heart. Psalm 51, verses 10 and 11. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Oh, what a prayer. David was a man who was God's chosen man. He was blessed in so many ways. And yet, he was a man like all of the rest of us. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Some sin may cast longer shadows and possess greater consequences, but all sin is a transgression of the will of God for our life. And regardless of our sin, this prayer can be ours regardless. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Keep me close to your presence. Don't let your spirit of love and grace and mercy be taken from me. A clean heart. That's what we need. That's what we should desire. To be more like Christ each and every day. It's a task. There will be consequences. There will be falls. There will be slips. There will be transgressions. Someone said, who was much wiser than myself, let no measurable time pass between our sin and our confession. As soon as we realize that we have transgressed God's will, God's word, confess it as a sin. Let the healing, cleansing, touch of Jesus be in our life. Let the Holy Spirit show us what we need, and then open our heart to receive everything that He has for us, to give us a clean heart in the sight of God. Heavenly Father, we come to you as needy people. So many times the cares, the concerns, the filthiness of this world seems to carry over into our own life, and we find ourselves needing that cleansing touch that comes from you. Lord, let us spend more and more time in your word and with you in prayer, communing with you all through the day. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.